I'm Naomi Lewin with Nutcracker Sweets, a special feature combining music from Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker, with recipes for the holidays. When the Nutcracker turns into a prince in the second act of the ballet, he takes Clara to the land of sweets, where they're entertained by, among other things, candy canes. Rose Levy Barenbaum is the author of Rose's Christmas Cookies. Now, candy canes are represented in the Nutcracker by the Russian dance. Do candy canes come from Russia?
The origin of the candy cane actually goes back 350 years, not to Russia, but to Europe, where candy cane makers, or candy makers, both professional and amateur, were making hard sugar sticks. The original candy was straight and completely white in color. But the birth of the candy cane came around the 17th century when European Christians began to adopt the use of Christmas trees as part of the Christmas celebration. They made special decorations for their trees from foods like cookies and sugar stick candy. The first historical reference to the familiar cane shape goes back to 1670, when the choirmaster at the Cologne Cathedral in Germany bent the sugar sticks into canes to represent a shepherd's staff. The old white candy canes were given out to children during the long-winded nativity services. About 50 years later, the first red and white striped candy canes appeared, and around that same time, candy makers added peppermint and wintergreen flavors to their candy canes. And these are the flavors that became the traditional favorites.
Making real candy canes is kind of tricky, but there's an easy recipe on our website for Rose's Rolled Sugar Cookie Candy Canes. And you can hang those on the tree, too, right?
Yes, but only if you follow the following instruction, and that's make the hole in the raw cookie dough before it's baked. If you forget and you try to make the hole in the cookie after it's baked, the cookie will crack. It's important to use bleached all-purpose flour for the nicest color and the best flavor, because unbleached will make it tougher and browner. And another really good tip for rolling out rolled cookies is to use a sheet of plastic wrap over the dough before you roll it. It will keep it from cracking and the whole thing will come together. Not only are these incredibly decorative cookies, they're also really delicious. In fact, I think they're everybody's favorite in the book. Another thing that's really nice to know is that the cookie is painted with edible tempera. It was the original tempera made with egg yolk and food color, and it gives it a glossy, vivid, true red and green color.
In the original choreography for the Nutcracker, the Russian dance was performed by a clown-like character in a striped costume. When George Balanchine created his Nutcracker, he interpreted that costume as a candy cane. Here's Michael Tilson Thomas leading the Philharmonia Orchestra in the Russian dance from Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker. Michael Tilson Thomas leading the Philharmonia Orchestra in the Russian dance, candy canes in Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker. You can listen to this program again and find Rose Levy Barenbaum's recipe for rolled sugar cookie candy canes on our website. I'm Naomi Lewin with Nutcracker Sweets, a production of Classical 105.9 WQXR and New York Public Radio.